When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is sponsored by Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races in West Virginia. Upcoming featured entertainment includes The Steel Woods on April 26th and Little River Band on May 3rd. Details and tickets at HollywoodCasinoCharlestown.com. Must be 21 to enter the casino floor and attend a show. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Welcome to the newest episode of Beyond the Fame with Jason Fraley. I'm your host, Jason Fraley, picking the brains of the top filmmakers, musicians, and artists of our time. Her revival of The Wiz opens on Broadway today before her new Alicia Keys musical Hell's Kitchen premieres on Broadway this Saturday. I spoke to DC native Marjwan Kennedy about co-producing both shows opening the same week. Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined once again by, just say your name and your title with the show.
Hi, I'm Marjwan Kennedy, and I am a co-producer on Alicia Keys' musical, Hell's Kitchen.
Yes, Alicia Keys' musical, Hell's Kitchen. It's going to be opening, I think, later this week on Broadway, right? What's the opening date?
That's right, April 20th, this Saturday.
April
20th.
The Schubert Theater. That's a big deal. All right. Well, I want to go into that show in its entirety, everything about it. But first, I want to set the stage of sort of why we're talking to you and sort of the DC, your DC ties, because we, you know, our listeners might have heard you when you brought the Wiz down. I guess it was National Theater a few months back. But just in case they missed that, remind them sort of your background of, you know, your schooling here and stuff.
Absolutely. Well, I am a DC native. I've spent many years developing my craft here in DC. I went to Duke Ellington School of the Arts many years ago, went off to New York, LA, and has been working in the industry in theater and film, as well as developing my own work here in DC. I have a production company, Sepia Works, and a nonprofit, the Kennedy Foundation for the Arts, where we serve predominantly youth of color with arts education experiences and take them to the theater. And the last time I was here talking to you, Jason, we were talking about The Wiz. We was a co-producer on the national tour and the Broadway production, which opens actually on Wednesday on Broadway. And we brought about 300 DC youth to see the show. They came for a talk back. They got to just learn more about the process of making the show. So that was a really exciting experience. And now The Wiz is headed to Broadway for a run, like through the summer, and it's doing so well. It was sold out nationally. So it's just exciting, you know, to still continue to serve the DC community, DMV community, as well as work on Broadway and the larger industry.
Awesome. And just to follow up on that real quick before we get to the Alicia Keys. So you said that it was your nonprofit, the Kennedy Foundation, was partnered with National Theater's Teens Behind the Scenes program, and you brought like 200 local DC area students to The Wiz so they could see it at National Theater. This was back in, I guess, October, right? Talk about why that's so important, and you know, because we kind of previewed that you were doing it, but how did the kids enjoy it? I'm sure they might not ever otherwise, probably some of those kids probably would never go to see a show like that.
Absolutely. It was such a electrifying experience, one, to see the show, and then the young people were just so engaged and activated. And the National Theater has this great program, Teens Behind the Scenes, where exactly what it sounds like, you bring teens or middle schoolers as well to come and see the show, but also to engage with the dramaturgs just about the content of the show, how the show was written, the historical aspect of it. And then they get to meet some of the cast members. So this was one of the biggest programs for The Wiz, for Teens Behind the Scenes with The Wiz. Like we said, we brought about 300 students, 200 on that day, and then throughout the run at the National, we brought families and different organizations that serve youth. So it was just so exciting because so many of these young people that are DC public school students, one, had never even been to the theater, and to go and see a show like The Wiz is their first experience is, you know, definitely, I think, left a mark for them. The Wiz was actually my first musical that I performed in when I was a teenager at Ellington. So, you know, a moment for me just to see the students light up and be able to see, you know, the intricacies of the show, both culturally and artistically.
That's cool. And I also wanted to clarify, you said, so that was like the national tour. You said The Wiz opens this Wednesday on Broadway as well.
That's right.
You got two shows.
I know. It's a busy week. It's a busy
awesome.
Week.
So The Wiz is at what theater?
The Wiz is at the Marquee Theater.
The Marquee Theater. And Alicia Keys' Hell's Kitchen is going to be at the Schubert. Okay,
right.
Awesome. Well, you're leaving your mark on two spots this week. So that's
so we'll be running all summer. So come awesome. On, come on,
come on up. Yeah,
hop on a
bus, hop on a bus or Amtrak or hop in the car. Whatever you got to do, DC folks, and head up there and see both of these. All right. Well, thanks for catching us up on what's going on with The Wiz. That's exciting. It's open on Broadway. But let's talk. You know, the main reason we're here is this brand new Alicia Keys musical. How does this come about? We've seen, whatever, Carol King musical, and there's been a bunch over the years, but does Alicia Keys say, hey, I want to do this, or does someone approach her and say, like, which way was it?
Well, yeah, I mean, all shows are very different, but Alicia actually has been working on this show for about 13 years, so this is really very much her baby, I would say. So been many years in development. She actually just finished the off-Broadway run of it at the Public this last season. So it was a sold out run there and immediately transferred to Broadway. So it's been many years in the making. The show is featuring a choreography from Camille Brown. It's directed by Michael Grave. And there's just the cast is incredible. I mean, it's not an autobiographical of Alicia's story, but it's inspired by many of her experiences. I mean, the main character, her name is Allie, so it does use Alicia's music. As you said before, it's like a jukebox musical, but there's a lot of new music in it as well, and the music that we have come to know from Alicia has been rearranged in a way that it really amplifies the story. So awesome. It's really exciting to be part of this new piece, and hopefully, you know, it's gonna stay on Broadway for a long time and then come to tour nationally.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Awesome. Well, I want to get into the songs in a second because that's the first thing we think of. But before that, you mentioned something interesting. Tell me about the story itself. So just to clarify this, so this isn't like the Alicia Keys, like completely autobiographical. It's more semi-autobiographical. It's inspired by her life. So tell us about 17-year-old Allie. Like, where is she growing up? Obviously Hell's Kitchen, but I need the sound bite. who's Allie? Where is she growing up? So it's sort of, you know, set up like the coming of age plot summary, if you will.
Yeah. Well, it's starring, the main character is Allie, and she's 17 years old, coming of age, and she's dealing with, you know, balancing her dreams, new love, her first love. It's a story about passion and following your dreams and navigating, you know, both love and a relationship with her mother, which I think for that aspect of the story, it very much is Alicia's story, in the sense that it's looking at her relationship with her mother, not all autobiographical, but right. it does highlight the importance of a mother-daughter relationship. And of course, the backdrop is Hell's Kitchen. So just culturally, what Allie and her group of friends are going through as a young person growing up in New York City at the time. So it's such a dynamic show, and I think everybody can relate to, you know, this idea of just following your dreams and doing whatever it takes to make that happen.
Absolutely. And who plays our Alicia, or I guess we'll say our Allie? Who's the star here that's playing this proxy for Alicia Keys?
Yes, her name is Malia Joy Moon, and her voice is just incredible. I mean, she's really embodying, you know, the spirit of Alicia, and also creating a new character as well. And I think, you know, there can be a lot of pressure to live up to, but I think she's such a dynamic performer, and I'm excited to see what she does for the rest of the run.
That's awesome. And I also, you know, before we move off of the, you know, the subject of the cast, I want to, there are a couple local ties, because Brandon Victor Dixon is playing Davis, and I guess Brandon from Gaithersburg, Maryland, and then Crystal Monet Hall is, I think, from Richmond, Virginia. So a couple local actors in the cast as well.
Yeah, it's really exciting, and I mean the ensemble. Like, a lot of times people forget about the ensemble when we talk about these shows, but they really round out the production. So it's just a dynamic cast, and I'm just blown away. I'm a huge fan of Camille Brown and her work as a choreographer and a director as well. So just to see the cast, you know, Alicia produced this as well. So the cast that she and the crew that she put together is just incredible. And also for me as a co-producer to just learn from her as well. She's both creative and on the behind the scenes as well. So
that's
exciting.
Awesome. All right. Well, before we run, we have to talk about the music. You know, you sort of hinted at it a little earlier, but I know that you said there's new original songs written for the show. And then there's obviously like the radio hits that we all know from, you know, her Alicia Keys amazing career. Let's tell me about the famous ones first, and then we'll go into the original ones. But what are some of the famous Alicia Keys songs? If there's people listening to this that love her music, or maybe that know the name, but, you know, remind them, like, oh, I know that. You know, list some of the big famous ones.
Yeah, well, I mean, Falling was her first hit that came out. I think that was, 2001. So we've got, like, the classic hits, if you know, Teenage Love Affair. That song's there's so many great songs, and I mean the music.
This girl is on fire.
Yeah, Girl on Fire. And it's so awesome because, again, it's rearranged in a way that fits the story, and it's not so much, okay, this is just the pop hit or the R&B hit. No, it's going to make sense with how the story unfolds. Adam Blackstone is our music supervisor, so the way that Alicia and Adam's work in just recreating the music is incredible. And, you know, a lot of people who traditionally don't come to see musical theater, Alicia has said this show speaks to those folks who don't really like the traditional musical sound, but right. also those who do, you know, there's a little bit of that. And our lead song, Kaleidoscope, is actually out. They just released a music video for that, so you can check that out online. But it's just, it's not like the music is just the backdrop, you know what right. I mean? So like Empire State of Mind is classic yeah. New York that just puts you in that spirit of I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna go get it. So,
and that's is that the big closing number, I think?
I won't tell you what that is.
Okay.
I won't tell you. You gotta come see it for that. But
All right.
I think there'll be something for everybody, whether you know her music or not. Which I think most people do.
Oh yeah. Everyone knows Fallen and If I Ain't Got You and No One. Everyone knows all those songs.
Yeah.
That's great. What else are we missing? Oh, visually, what are we seeing? I'm assuming it's recreating, you know, New York. Is it at a certain time? Is it like present day, or is it more like, you know, in the time when Alicia Keys was growing up?
Yeah, it is. I would say it's a little bit of both. You know, okay. It's something that, like, in terms of time, it's relatable to now, but it's also looking back of when Alicia was growing, what Hell's Kitchen was like. So it's a lot of looking back, but also, you know, for those young people who are growing up in New York City or any city, you can relate to what it's like being a city kid.
Right.
So just the visuals, the costume design, I mean, it really feels like New York. Alicia said, even with casting, like, you couldn't fake that you were from New York. So, so they really try to... recreate that energy and that dynamic of what it's like growing up in New York City.
Awesome. Well, it sounds awesome. Everybody check out Hell's Kitchen, the new musical inspired by the life of Alicia Keys and of course her music. It opens when again? This Saturday, you said?
That's right, this Saturday, April 20th at the Schubert Theater.
Awesome. Hey, final seconds, pretend I'm not here and talk directly to the listeners, you know, reach through the radio and say, hey, DMV, you know, come on. Because usually I don't cover just Broadway shows. Usually it's like whatever's in D.C. So let's end with like a soundbite where like you say, hey, you know, it's not that far. Come on up, you know, invite them up to New York, kind of a soundbite.
Hey, DMV, this is Marjolaine Kennedy, co-producer from D.C. I am working on Alicia Keys' new musical, Hell's Kitchen. Come on out to New York City now until forever, but come out now. Catch a train, the bus, a flight. It's not that far. You don't want to miss this electrifying production of Hell's Kitchen on Broadway at the Schubert Theater.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so, so much. Yeah. And thanks for keeping that DC state of mind on your way up there.
All right. Of course, I will.
Thanks for doing this. I really appreciate it. Good luck.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks so much for listening to Beyond the Fame with Jason Fraley. Our theme music is Scott Buckley's Clarion. Remember to give us a 5-star rating if you like what you hear. We'll see you next time.